This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Where do you stand on the tuna melt?
Not a fan. Nice random question, though. I honestly avoid tuna at all costs, and I'll tell you why. When I worked at pizza delivery at Bell's Pizza,
yeah,
the tuna sub or tuna grinder, whatever they called it, was extraordinarily popular, and I had to make those things all the time and deliver them all the time.
You should probably call it a tuna sub instead of a tuna grinder, but yeah.
Whatever it is, we had to make them all the time. They were wildly popular. And man, did they stink. And then you had to deliver them. So I was never a big fan of any kind of fish when I was young.
Okay.
Didn't like, I would be okay with lobster and crab, shellfish. Didn't get them very often, but when your mom grows up in New Brunswick and you go back to, there's a lot of lobster up there.
Yeah.
A lot of lobstermen too. But anyway, I've grown to like some fish, but I very rarely have had tuna.
Can you down with the tuna melt?
Yeah, but I don't like to try it for the first time anywhere. Does that make any sense?
Like, oh, I'm totally. I don't think I've ever ordered it out. I got some tuna fish the other day from the store, and so last night I decided I'll just spoon it on some bread and throw some cheese on there and melt it.
A good tuna fish melt can be delicious. I'm surprised Doug is. I know there's mayo in it, but you can do light mayo, and you like fish. You put some celery in
there. I do now,
and,
but this goes back. I mean, there's certain things
history.
A history with, like, never ever again peach schnapps. Like, there are just certain things.
Southern comfort, not going to happen.
Never ever again, and tuna.
Never ever again.
Yeah.
Ever.
With
Southern comfort, never ever, right? ever. No.
Not like straight up.
The thing is, I didn't
never.
Have...
never ever.
I didn't have an incident. There's not like a flashpoint moment with tuna. Oh, it was just.
Neither did I. Yeah, no, we've all had an incident.
Yeah. Well,
but you didn't have an incident with tuna.
You
didn't
got
like
sick.
The smell. Yeah, I understand.
Do you like sushi, Doug?
Yeah.
With spicy tuna?
No, I'll go for like the, what is it, the California rolls?
Yeah,
it's
sure.
All veggies.
Yeah.
With the, yeah, I'll do that. But I got to put lots of wasabi on there.
But you don't go for like the fish ones?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
Just asking. I know you're limited,
Eel?
You
no.
Don't seem like an eel guy.
No, eel. That's a hard
Nobody is until they try it. And they're like, well, that's
eel's like barbecue.
Really good.
It's delicious. Tasty.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on.
Swear to God.
Oh, yeah. Have you not even tried it, Doug?
No.
I think you'd like it.
I think you would too. It's not fishy.
No.
It's not snaky.
I'm going. Dare I ask what snaky might be?
I don't know.
Yeah. You got to ask. You can't afford it.
Yeah, I guess.
Z?
Okay, here's the feedback for our 10 texts. Is there such thing as too many night games? And we only want people under 30. We're going for the younger demographic. Have they worn you down? Or are they still cool? Brad writes in, I'm 28 years old. I have a six-month-old now. This is too many night games. My name is Matthew. I'm 20. I'm a Michigan fan, but I agree that this is too many night games. Get some variety. Scott, I'm 27. Hell no. I'm 28 years old. Preston from Troy. Too many night games. Need 12 p.m. games. Ian in Roseville, age 20. Yes, too many night games. Sometimes I like a 1 o'clock game. When's the last time you saw a 1 o'clock game? There's never too many unless they conflict with each other and you can only watch one. That's from Avenues 26. Never too many night games. That's from Lawrence in a truck, who's 26. What's up? I'm 23 years old. I love the night games for Michigan State. It's a little different for Michigan as they traditionally should be playing at noon, but Michigan, Michigan State, that night is great. Matt, 25. Yes, too many night games. Chris, 28. Yes, as a season ticket holder, a few are okay, but they are becoming tiring to go to. Okay, good. There's plenty of people under the age of 30 that also think it's too many night games. Look, I mean, to be fair, I think one is too many, but I'm only speaking on my own behalf. Just want to get a find out if the younger demographic agreed. And some of you do.
Gator, you know how you find it like special if you play on Monday night or Sunday night? You know, you
used
don't
to,
like,
yeah.
You don't feel the same with college football? Or is it just one is okay, but like when you just
look,
back to back to back?
A night game per year is great.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you say eight? Eight?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
Having six or seven is it's too much, all this. It's just too much. It takes the specialness away. I think it punishes the fan base that comes from all over to come see your team play. And it's just too much. It's not part of the tradition of college football either. But traditions are going by the wayside. Right, college football is not what it was 5 years ago. Certainly not what it was 15 years ago. And good God, check it out from 35 years ago. It's a totally different game. In some ways, it's for the better. In a lot of ways, in my mind, it's for the worse. But having all these for one team is too much. Now, I get there are slots on TV to fill in to watch night games. But when you have, what are we at, 16 teams now in the Big Ten?
Yeah, and it's really hard for the TV networks that paid massive amount of money what are they supposed to do? Every week it's a draft. Okay. Just be clear that this is the way the game times are selected is every week there's a draft. Usually Fox takes priority and grabs the big noon kickoff. And then whoever's got the 3:30 game, I think gets to go second. And the night game is usually a leftover or a game that it used to be a bigger deal, but Fox has decided that their counter to ESPN and to try and get an audience for their pregame show was to have their massive game at noon. That has really kind of changed the dynamic. And it used to be the biggest games were at night.
Well, and when it was like that, it was fine because it was special, but it's not like that. So when you have 16 teams to choose from in a conference, make it more equitable. Because this is ridiculous of how much Michigan State's getting punished for this. You know, have other teams play at night for crying out loud. Don't be afraid of it.
Yep.
When you've got four teams that play on the West Coast, it's easy to make those games night games, at least on the Eastern time schedule. And if there are teams that are from the Midwest that have to travel out West, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like if Michigan State's going to play at USC and it's going to be at 7:30, 8 o'clock, I have no issue with that. But if USC is going to come to or anybody, if Illinois is going to come to Spartan Stadium, I'm tired of seeing that at 7 o'clock at night on a Saturday night when you're having it 4, 5, 6, 7 times in a season because you want to, you know, work around somebody else's schedule. I don't like it. I understand a lot of it is done for money. Most of it's done for money. And now they have their pecking order, but it doesn't make it right.
You're onto something, though. The traditional Pac-12 schools should be embracing the Eastern night time slot because that works well for them. And the Big Ten schools, the traditional Big Ten schools, in turn, they should say, all right, if the Pac-12 team comes east, it shouldn't be a noon start for them. That's a 9 a.m. Washington had to do that. Somebody else is doing. I think UCLA has done it.
So yeah, somebody just and it was UCLA that came to Rutgers or something.
I mean, Michigan, Oregon as on November 2nd, and if you're a Michigan fan, you're rooting for Fox Big Noon kickoff for that one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app